Proclamation number 6410 of 24th of November, 1955. Gospel of Love. I can only proclaim the gospel of love to you. For it is love which you lack, but which you must irrevocably ignite and let flare up in you in order to have fellowship with me, which guarantees you eternal beatitude. Love unites us, but unkindness keeps us apart. If you now want to reach me, if you want to be united with me and remain forever, then this can only happen by shaping yourselves into love, by thus assimilating yourselves to my fundamental nature, by becoming again what you were in the beginning. Creatures emanating from my love of the same spiritual substance. Yet no matter how much love is preached to you, you do not take these words seriously, precisely because without love you also lack any realization of what love actually means for your being. You certainly know a love, but it is wrongly directed. It is a desire for things which excite you, to which you give the word love. But right love is a divine feeling. Right love does not desire but constantly gives and constantly seeks to please. Only when you humans ignite this love in yourselves do you inwardly move towards me and seek to establish contact with me, for unselfish activity of love is already an effect of my ray of love, which again and again tries to touch you humans but is very often ineffective due to resistance. But anyone who gives up his resistance is touched by my ray of love, and its effect is an incomparable urge of love in the heart which now impels you to activity. And you humans first have to come to this love, then my gospel has been successful, then my teaching of love has been heard and has first broken the inner resistance. And then I could send my ray of love into the human heart. And the more insistently my teaching of love is proclaimed, the sooner it is possible that the resistance will subside, for first you humans have to know of my will, which only ever demands love, only then will you comply with my demand. Positively or negatively. For the benefit or to the detriment of the soul. Love is the first thing. And before further knowledge can be imparted to you, love will and must be preached to you, for without love you only possess dead knowledge, if it has nevertheless been presented to you. Only love gives life to everything. It brings you alive, it brings my word alive, it enlightens your spirit and establishes unity with me, who is love itself from eternity. Everything the man Jesus taught on earth was only about love. Everything he did were works of love for his fellow human beings, and his sacrifice on the cross was the expression of his overwhelming love for humanity. Only love determined Jesus, the man, in his thinking, speaking and acting. Only love drove him to a work of mercy such as has only once been accomplished on earth. For his love led to complete union with me, and thus I myself worked through the man Jesus, and I myself therefore died on the cross because it was love which sacrificed itself for people. Love has the greatest significance on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. And if a being is without love, then it cannot belong to the kingdom where I reign as the eternal love, but places itself outside of this kingdom of mine and vegetates in the absence of light and strength. For love alone is light and strength. Love is the fundamental law which eternally cannot be overturned. and whoever violates this fundamental law must also bear the consequences. To be deprived of the light and strength which signify bliss. This is why my gospel only ever teaches love. And where love is preached, I myself will be proclaimed. And if you open your heart and ear, you will receive the greatest blessing from the proclamation of my word. Amen.